Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtung Millwall.
When I was young and just a boy, I asked my mother, what will it be? Will it be us or will it be Spurs? Is what she said to me.
Right to midfield, it's Wallace, down the middle. He's got Elliot overlapping him. Can he find him?
Yes! Jim Wallace! Four free! Neil Gregory! No, Jim Wallace! Lee Gregory! It's back to Sonny to the middle! Four free! Roy's the game of death! What a game! What a game! What entertainment! What drama!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a grey, windy, rather damp afternoon in South Bermondsey for the visit of Hull City to the Lions this afternoon, the critical championship fixture. I think you'll agree with me, with us in the bottom three, dear listeners. Hull's just a couple of places above us on 20 points, Lions on 18. All week we've been given a diet of what appears to be fake news, dear listeners. Fake news, the curse of modern life. The Lions injury crisis was reputed to be akin to the day after the Battle of the Somme, but in fact we see starting for us today up front Steve Morrison and Lee Gregory. Aidan O'Brien is on the wing. Fantastic news each. Obviously we were sold a bit of a lemon, possibly mind games. I don't mind these mind games personally, by Neil Harris, but that's not a bad starting lineup. I don't know how much artificial substance is sustaining Steve Morrison, whether he's comfortably numb like Pink in The Wall, whether Lee Gregory has also been seeing the doctor feel good. But whichever way it works out, Aidan O'Brien obviously is supposed to have gone down for a knee injury, out for the season, some were saying, but out just for a few days it appears. So your Lions lineup then is Jordan Archer in goal, back line will be James Meredith, Marlon Romeo in the middle, Jake Cooper and Sean Hutchinson. Middle today's Tunnicliffe and Leonard. Wallace and O'Brien on the wings, up front, the dynamic duo as per my previous comments, dear listeners. Hull City, a curious away strip of white shirts, yellow shorts and white stockings today. That's an odd one. I don't know why they've changed, normally in amber and black, but there we are. Lions in their traditional dark blue and white. Floodlights full beam out there. It's a dull early winter's day today in South Bermondsey. It's just the way you like it. You like that, I know you do. I know you like it. It sounds of Beat Combo, the Beatles, new band from Liverpool, Silver Beatles. That don't sound too bad, that sound like the future. Fighting performance last Sunday, I thought, watching, I was watching it on the iFollow. It wasn't on the iFollow, of course, I was following it on the Twitter. It sounded like we were up against it in the first half, came back into it in the second half. It's about all I can tell you about the one-all draw of Bristol City last weekend, other than the fact it's a good result for Millwall, and God almighty we need some decent results. This is a big game today, this is a bit of a must win. I don't like the expression, but with Hull down there in the grip with us, we're going to need a result, dear listeners. I'm hoping for a decent Millwall performance and a decent Millwall crowd. It's about half full today, but that sometimes they're the best days of all to be at the Den, as you know as well as I do. Away we go. Lions attacking the away end in the first half as per the Millwall Act 1873, English law, common law. Hull will be attacking the Coldwell Lane end. Handball there by Jed Wallace. No, he's not been given. I thought that like a handball to control. He's given the ball away for a whole free kick in the event. From the kick-off, 20 seconds into the game. Hull, of course, managed by Nigel Adkins. I didn't realise that till this morning when I checked the Twitter. And, Nigel Adkins, a man of some vehemence in his reception to Den. He's down there at the moment. I see him down there. He was always in the air of a slightly smug geography teacher. I thought to compile a list of hate figures at the Den. I might return to that subject as the game proceeds, but I thought the chief hate figure at the Den must of course be Ian Holloway, I would think. Do you agree with that, dear listeners? Number one hate figure at the Den? Closely followed by Lee Hughes. Would you put Lee Hughes above Ian Holloway, dear listeners? That's one for you to debate at length online. The Scharnhorst steward, I think he's known as Lurch, colloquially. I can't think of anything else other than the Scharnhorst. Just came in to correct one of the TripAdvisor crowd just down to my right, who's wearing a baseball cap on the wrong way round with MILF addict. He's an addict for MILF in his dreams, I think, but there we are. Nice tackle by Romeo. 1 minute, 2 minutes. Lee Hughes, of course, the car killer, who did that monkey dance, and he always seemed to respond well to the Den. The hatred, the vitriol seemed to raise his game. One of those kinds of players. Ball coming in now from the right from Marlon Romeo. Gregory takes and turns, and it's clear he hobbled off the pitch the other day, clutching his groin, as one does. He seems to be scraped together from the butcher's table at Kelmont Road. Enough to start today anyway, dear listeners. Early error from Archer as he tries to clear the ball. He whole forward pressed in, but he managed to recover the situation. Ball for the Lions. This is Jed Wallace coming down the right, ball back into the box. It's over the head of Lee Grudges, couldn't take there. And Hull will bring away on 4 minutes. Lions have opened up brightly enough. Nice work by James Meredith. As I cursed him, he gets dispossessed by the whole midfield. This is the 14 on the break forwards. Clatters into the into O'Brien. Ball into the box. That's flick headed away by Marlon. Hull recovered. This is a chance to the 14. That's 1-0 from the right side of the goal. Close range shot slammed in on 5 minutes. Let's watch that again. Not really cleared by Marlon's header. Straight into the possession of the Hull player. He plays it wide, right into space, and the 14, I think it was, slams it in at the near post. Simple goal. 1-0 Hull. Quite the start we wanted, was it, dear listeners? Harris spoke at length on the News of Den in the week about recreating the Millwall side that was difficult to beat. Bill working on that. Well, that's lasted 5 minutes. Well, 6 minutes by the time they've taken to reform. Incidentally, that's something I would crack down on in football generally. I'd make that a yellow card offence, taking your time to reform. I know we do it, and I don't like it when we do it. They've just done it. Some whole minute taking up reforming themselves. Morrison wins a free kick there. Professionally pushed forwards. 6 minutes. Another goal conceded to defensive frailties. I've got to say, dear listeners, it's been an unfortunate reality of our season this year. It may well be enough to take us downwards. I know that's a buzzkill coming up for the seventh minute, but there we are. That's how I'm feeling. It's my show, so I unburden myself on you as the listener. Free kick Millwall, halfway inside the whole half. I do, of course, retain the right to change my mind totally if we score. In it comes. That's headed clear by the 35. Another whole forward break here, coming down the left side. Ball into the box, dispossessed there by O'Brien, that was, I believe. Tunnicliffe, excuse me. They look similar from distance at my age. 8 minutes. Lions conceding possession rather cheaply. Whenever Hull come at us, we clear it and they're going straight back to them. Sitting behind the ball rather. As you can hear, that's the crowd's verdict on the first 9 minutes of proceedings. Incidentally, the Lions have drawn Hull City in the third round of the FA Cup. I don't know if you saw that. It's going to be played now on the Sunday at 2 o'clock, Sunday the 6th of January, for the bizarre reason that Global Television wants to show that fixture. I can't imagine where that's going to be seen, what channels will take that. I can only think it's kind of like a punishment lock somewhere in Guantanamo Bay or perhaps in Basra Air Base or somewhere of that kind. But yeah, 2 o'clock on the Sunday the 6th. Now the same fixture, only in the third round of the FA Cup. With a 2 o'clock kickoff, there should be at least, well, there should be hundreds of people down here for that. Here comes Tony Cliff, starting today, of course. Right, wide, finds Marlon. 1-2 with Marlon. There's a Tony Cliff again from the right. That's a little narrow cross in. Gregory does well to not quite control, but stay in possession of it, certainly. Going to come in again from Marlon. Not quite. He just hesitated. 13 minutes. Jed is penalised for what I don't know, existence, I think. Hole causing us trouble coming down the flanks. There's a little jinky run into the box there on 15 and a bit minutes. Lions looking very, very susceptible to attacks down the wings, dear listeners. WhatsApp message from Harry. Banters there, he says, from Tony. Filling the left-back position. Doesn't close down the player exactly as what I would expect from Tony, says Harry. I think he must be meaning the lead-up to the goal there. Strong views from Harry. Always good to hear Harry's strong views. I listen to him every week on the Love Sport radio show. Next week at 9 p.m. Tune in. It'll be square. I don't know if Harry's available this week, or if not, it'll be a selection of glittering stars from the tapestry of Millwall punditdom. Ball into the right side of Channel for Lee Gregory to chase down. He does collect over by the right side corner. He wins a corner. Right side, 17, coming towards the 18th minute, dear listeners. I went all football there. Did you hear that? Right, ball into the right side channel. I've been watching the Sky pundits. I know how to speak football. Right side channel. Anyway, it's going to be a right side corner. Ryan Leonard. In it comes. It's deep, deep, deep towards Jake Cooper, who can't quite get ahead to it. It's going to go for... be cleared. It's going to be cleared for a throw-in. Not very well cleared by the 35. Hull on the attack again, I'm afraid to report, dear listeners. 20 minutes. They're spreading the ball wide right, and we are looking... left side from our point of view, and we're looking rather vulnerable. Meredith is looking a little bit at sea for me at the moment. Probably missing Ferguson up in front of him, I guess. Shot from the 14, that's clatters into the first defender. Must be a push, and Mill win a free kick. If you want one storyline from this rather average season, for me this season, I mean, we've got the goal scoring issues up front, but we just have looked at sea in defence all season. Quite why that should be. I know we had injuries to Hutchinson, and that's fair enough, but players have just underperformed this season. I'm thinking of James Meredith particularly. And obviously on the other side, Marlon has his talents going forwards, but lacks defensive stoutness, doesn't he? So it's defensive woes all season, including today. 21 minutes, halfway through the first half, and not much to report. That's what does you in. There's not much to report. It's the drabness. That was a nice little back heel there from O'Brien. Finds Meredith. It's a longish ball over the top. Whoa, Lee Gregory with a far post. Just a nice fucking moaning. I have it rammed down my throat and I love it. Ball in from the left from James Meredith. The man I was just slating. Finds Lee Gregory with a far post over the top of the goalkeeper. Here you go from close. Simple goal. 21 minutes. One each. Comes nicely, old flight over the top of the goalkeeper, was pouring at it, nowhere near the ball, and then headed to the far post from Lee Gregory. 1-1. A little palpable sense of relief around the den with that goal. Brings us back level. Work still to be done, of course, but that's a good step in the right direction. Missing today, of course, our Bradshaw, who is out for the season. Sean Williams also out for some weeks, apparently, if not months, possibly. And Tom Elliott also struggling with injury, but otherwise Morrison, Gregory and O'Brien, all of whom were named as injury doubts coming in today, have all started. So well done, Mr. Pharmacist in Downham. Here come the Lions, break down the right side. This is Lee Gregory. He checks, he's got no one with him. He had no one in there. Tunnicliffe was trying to make the run the far post but couldn't shift fast enough. That was a nice move by Lee, but he needed to play the ball a tad earlier. 23rd minute. Just watching energy bet adverts go past on the lead screen inside the stone. We've already seen Sky bet adverts going round. A little bit of an online conversation. This is Mill coming down the right side. That's going to go for a corner, surely. Open book project Neil. About the rights and wrongs of the fan group, the MSC, and also I believe the AMS, in fairness, taking money from fans bet and online small time online betting company. Should they, shouldn't they? Is there a morality to this? Should we be taking money from a gambling industry that wields such influence over the game? I don't think they should. A couple of years ago, we made a big moral point, didn't we, of not taking payday loans. Was it Wonga, who was interested in sponsoring us when we were skint? And to the club's credit, we turned it down. I've always thought that was one of the best things I've ever seen at the Den. It's just my own personal viewpoint. You're probably disagreeing with me and putting your foot through the speaker as I'm talking. But I just don't like the idea that betting companies who are insidious, they're everywhere. They keep trying to tap me up to put some sponsored content into the show. I won't have it. I don't believe in it. And I don't think you want to listen to it. You can get that anywhere you like online. I know there's a payday for fans, groups that otherwise won't get any money, but sometimes you've got to aim a little bit higher in this life. AMS, MSC, I'm afraid I can't support that. Fans bet, they tap me up as well and I turn them away. So should you. 26 minutes, here come the Lions. On the right, it falls into box. This is Marlon, shot on goal. Moments, probably had longer on the ball there than he thought he had. Shot on goal was on target, but the goalkeeper took and held the shot. It was a little Felton on the right side. Nice shot, actually, but taken nicely enough by the purple-clad goalkeeper. Unusual colour scheme for Hull City today. Whites and yellows and purples. Floral, almost. There was some talk of Mill changing style and approach last week, wasn't there? I think I went on the radio and called for a passing style. So far, it's been long balls over the top all afternoon. Become Hull, however. Forget the niceties of the style, just want to keep them out and win the game. This is a break wide left. It matters 20 at the edge of the penalty area. His shot is blocked there at the death by Jake Cooper. Nicely blocked. 28 minutes approaches. What do you think, dear listeners? Do you think there's too much advertising for gambling in football? Every time you put any TV match on, and there's shitloads of crap football to watch, and it always includes the betting advert before the kickoff. Do it for any sport. I don't know if you follow cricket, I do. I'm sure other sports, I don't follow the likes of Formula One and boxing so much, but you know, you can't tell me it's not the same. Bet365 is going around in there. Is this good? Is this what you want? Or I know none of us can individually change it, but you can speak out and you can challenge it where you see it. And that's, you know, that's my viewpoint. So what do you think anyway? Or shall I just shut up? All right, I'll do that. I'll do that. Left-sided corner for Hull there as they broke down the left again. 28 minutes. Caribou energy drink. There's another high sugar, high caffeine product. It'll kill you. Maybe life kills you. In the end, life kills. I know. And there'd be no colour in this life if we couldn't indulge our little whims and, you know, fetishes. And we've all got those, dear listeners. We've all got our little fetishes, haven't we? Left-sided corner. 29 minutes in it comes. It's deep and it's going to be over the head of everyone, I think. It's going to go for a goal kick. That's more like it. Ginster's pasties, old school. That's what I want to see. Adverts for Ginster's pasties on the big LED screen. Much, much more like it. Long ball forwards for the Lions. This is Ryan Leonard. This is Aidan O'Brien on the left, coming towards 30th minute. Chance for Lions to break again. This is Meredith on the left side, down in front of us in block one. It's going to be a corner off the 17. It's going to be Jed that takes. 30 minutes showing on the stadium clock. Goalkeeper, so he's got a pair of orange washing up gloves on. It does flick away as the ball came in. It's going to be Jake Cooper on the far side. Can he cross? He can cross the ball. It's not bad. It takes a turn from Lee Gregory, who's chasing it in. Wins it back. Does well, Lee Gregory. Bump from behind. Keeps possession. Does very well, actually. That's a poor effort there from Jedley. It's gone for a little throw. Good work, Lee Gregory, there, dear listeners. Anyone talking about Lee Gregory wanting to go up north and maybe his head's away? Well, I think he's player of the season for me so far. The sheer volume of work and effort he puts in. And just there, that was an example of not giving up on a lost calls and winning the ball back for his side. So, well done, Lee Gregory. For me, so far, December the 8th, player of the season so far. Long way to go yet, of course. Yeah, free kick, probably about 25 yards, just on the left of the D. Ryan Leonard, Jen Wallace standing over this. Chance. Tony Cliff's gone in there. Have a word. It looks like it's going to be a Jed Wallace shot. I think that must be the logical outcome of this chitter chatter. Here we go. Jed will take the shot. It's straight into the wall. It's gone for a corner. Batted off the wall. Left-sided corner. Corners are sponsored by Dean Wilson, Independent Family Funeral Directors. Good game to get into. Never any shortage of dead people, as my old granddad always used to say. I think I've said that before, but I always think of it every time I see Dean's adverts. Never any shortage. You never see a skint undertaker. Nor do you see a skint bookmaker. I bet 365 going past us. So left-sided corner, Jed Wallace. It's floated into the mix. It comes across the box. It's in the scuffle. Cleared in the end. Little moment there. 33 minutes. It's going to come back to Lee Gregory on the right side in acres of space. Absolute hectares. That's into the box and cleared. A little bit metric there. Flags fluttering different directions on the, above the Dockers stand. So it's a windy day, but the wind must be swirling around there because they're going the same direction now. There was a moment where they were going three different ways. An odd scientific meteorological phenomenon. The Bermondsey whirl. 34 minutes. Here come Hull. Breaking down the left. Tunnicliffe allowed to be beaten again. That's near post taken by Joel Nigel. Harry will be having kittens with Tunnicliffe's wishy-washy tackle over there on the Hull left, our right. It broke falls to the lines here. Little moment. It's flipped away. It's Jed, just ran away from Jed Boys. The angle I was at, it looked like it was close to him there. 36 minutes. The seat of the optics. One of those kind of optical illusions peculiar to South Bermondsey, well known for its bizarre magnetic effects and alien visitations. This is Hull pressing forwards, 17 on the right, finding space again for the false interest dispossessed to the last. Worrying little moment there as they almost broke through the Mill defences. As it is, we hoof clear. Ball over the top, finds the 14 on the right side. He's caused this danger all afternoon. Little ball over the top of the behind the defenders. Worryingly so, that 14 has damaged us a few times and nearly did there again. Coming towards 38 minutes, dear listeners. Hull look equally poor in their passing movements, to be honest, in their own half anyway. They've just been dispossessed easily enough by the Lions. There's the 14 on the right side, balled into the box, it's across the face of the Millwall goal. They collect on the left side now. Dangerous moment there. If there's someone in the middle of there to take that, then that would have been surely a goal. It's one of those days where I've taken my coat on and off a couple of times in a half. You're either too hot or you're too cold. Do you ever get those days, dear listeners? While we wait for this left side corner to come in, and it comes. It's deep, deep, deep. It's over the heads of everybody. Gone for a goal kick. No danger there, dear listeners. Paul Pesci Solido, linked to obviously Karen Brady, another hate figure from the list of Twitter. I think more through marital relationships than anything he ever said or did. Pesca Solido. And a great one from DJ Rose, who condemns Jonjo Shelvey, who did the X Factor West Ham sign at Blackpool. He accuses of being a Voldemort lookalike mug. Great work there by DJ Rose. Jonjo Shelvey, a Voldemort lookalike mug. Great work. Ball breaks for Jed Wallace and breaks down from Jed Wallace. Not the most, the finest footballing spectacle, I think, that the world has ever seen. I really do fear for our global TV audience if this is the kind of fare that's served up on January the 6th. Shares in the Jakarta stock market on the Millwall front will be dipping, I think, after this. Not a Millwall fan, but a bloke called Ben asks what on earth is going on with the FA Cup third round. I've already had a laugh at the Millwall game being moved to Sunday, but he's got one game Friday night, seven games 12:30 Saturday, 10 games 3 o'clock on the Saturday, five games 5:30 on the Saturday, eight games on a Sunday, one game on a Monday night. No wonder, he says, the competition is dying a death. I agree with you 100%. I can't agree with you any more than 100%, Ben, but that is shocking. I agree with it. I blame the betting industry. Number four getting a nice reaction after a headshot over on the far right side. I think the East Lowe are questioning how injured he really is. I think they're implying not very. There's the half-time whistle. Well, what can we say? It's 1-1 at half-time, thankfully. Poor start from the Lions to concede that soft goal to start off with. We've done well to claw our way back into it. We've looked the more dangerous side for me over the course of the first half without ever threatening Barcelona's position in the pantheon of football gods. There it is. 1-1 at half time in South Bermondsey, dear listeners.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Mr. Bye for now, playing with controversy, courting controversy by playing A Fairy Tale of New York, which obviously has had an online campaign to delete the offending faggot word. You scumbag, you faggot, you old blah, 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 and maggot or something, isn't it? Yeah, a bit of online outrage. Apparently this the F word has now felt to be unacceptable. I must say, those that know me know where I stand in the political divides that tear our country apart, but fuck me, of all the things that get annoyed about in this world, the Fairy Tale of New York is not one of them, I would suggest, dear listeners. This if bye for now, just bold it. No, we'll wait, we'll let it play. Incidentally, R.I.P. Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks, who died this week, great band from the 70s, from my youth. There we go, see if he bowls it, or does he leave it in? He's left it in. Mr. Bye for Now's left it in. Well done, Mr. Bye for Now. I bet he voted leave, don't you, dear listeners? Oh, he's out there, he's now there. DJ, I like it. It's Buju Banton, Mr. Bye for Now. Good work, Mr. Bye for Now, BFM. What a single, what a cinematic lyric, orchestral arrangements, what voices. How can you take offence at this, dear listeners? It's beyond me. The modern world, I say this to you now as I approach my latter 50s, it's beyond me.
Achtung!
Team's back out for the second half, dear listeners. No substitutions for the Lions. I don't think any for Hull. Not that we give a tinker's cuss about Hull City, do we? Lions will, of course, be attacking the Coldblow Lane in the second half in accordance with the Mural Act, 1873. Brackets, kick-off regulations, close brackets. Talk of loan players, Fred, obviously, Onyedimma, on loan at Wycombe Wanderers. Will he, won't he come back at some point? No great urgency to bring him back, it seems to me, reading the news at Den. Neil Harris talking about the players' development, and even though we have a striking crisis, there seems to be no strong comeback Fred movement at Calmont Road at the moment. Ben Thompson, confused. I mean, you get confused reports if he can or can't come back in January. News of Den reports he's at Fratton Park Pompey for a season, so that'll be a no then, wouldn't it? So we can't think about Fred. Here come the Lions on the left. This is Ryan Leonard. 46 minutes, coming towards 47. He's on the left side. He gets the chance to cross the ball in. It's taken on the chest by Lee Gregg. Finds Jed Wallace, shot on goal, blocked. Crossing from the left, found Jed Wallace, shot on the line, blocked. 47 minutes, who was across there? Was that Lee Gregory, I believe? Shot, a power shot actually, but it was blocked with two defenders, white shirt defenders on the line there. Good move by Bill Wall to start the second half. Going to be a corner on the right side. And it comes from Jed. Oh, off the line again! Point blank header. Straight at the defender on the near post. And clear. Two good chances to the Lions inside the first 2 minutes of the second half. It'd be great to see a rip-roaring second half show from the Lions. Tunnicliffe gets dispossessed as I appeal for that, but it does fall back to Jed, who's on the wing. Cuts inside, right side, ball into, across the box. Cleared away. The Lions are rampant at the moment, dear listeners. It's Marlon. Floats it in. That's going to go straight through to the goalkeeper. Three good chances there from Millwall. Let's watch that one again on the replay. Ball floats in. It's headed from point blank range. I think that's Cooper. I believe Cooper. But in the event, cleared off the line by the whole defender. So the Lions up and at it in the second half. Who used to say that? Atoman used to say, up and at 'em, Atoman. 48 minutes. A little bit of head tennis by Hull in defence there. They do bring it away. 49 minutes. A little moment there. It looked like the Lions might break through again. But as it is, it worked out just for the Tigers. It breaks. This is Jed Wallace. He's under some attention on the half volley. He wins out. He keeps the ball. He's got Marlon overlapping on the right. He cuts inside. Still on the dribble. Can he get a shot through? He can't. Probably overindulged himself there. They had a ball wide right for Marlon Romeo. Leonard's got him with a wild challenge there. The whole bench are appealing for something. A yellow card, I think, is the most he'll get. It was a bit of a wild challenge there from Leonard. not in the olden days, the old days have been fair, but in the modern game that was probably a wild challenge. He's got the crowd involved. I think he's hurt himself as much as the whole player. He's hobbling away from that situation. That's your free kick for the Lions. So I don't know what the whole bench are appealing for. Adkins style moaning, I think, dear listeners. Harris going down, have a word, I think, just to straighten him out, dear listeners. Put him straight. It's all gone now. Everyone's happy again. Everyone's happy nowadays. Pete Shelley. All floated forwards from Sean Hutchinson. Bounce around, that's Jake Cooper in attention there. It falls now to Leonard on the edge of the penalty area. Ball wide. This is in from the left side. Across the face of the goal. Morrison couldn't connect. Dear, oh dear, another chance. That's how many chances now? 51 minutes. Just for that ball again. Came in from the left side. I think that was Meredith. Across the face of the goal. Just wanted a touch. That was inches away. Morrison and I think Gregory just couldn't get any purchase on the ball there, dear listeners. Back to basics was Neil's call. Speaking to News at Den midweek. Second half looks a bit more like the back to basics that we know and love from a Millwall side in the second half at the Den under the floodlights on a Saturday, a cold, wet Saturday afternoon. So far, anyway. But at the moment, we still haven't put the ball into net critically. Chances missed, of course, has been another story of the season, isn't it, dear listeners? Here comes Steve Morrison on the break now. He finds Aidan O'Brien. And he came inside, he can, that's a shot. 2-1, Millwall! Aidan O'Brien! There's a penalty, a little touch to control. Fighting from the D, right side of the goal, low look right. Fantastic finish, Aidan O'Brien! Let's watch that again. Ball breaks, it's Steve Morrison on the left, he finds O'Brien, he's got a man in front of him. Little cut inside, shot from just outside the D. Great strike, low, right side of the goal. In it goes. Aidan O'Brien, 2-1 the Lions! It's got an EIO going, dear listeners. It's only what we've deserved. We've opened up really brightly in the second half. It's good to see. We've had chance on chance, as you will have heard, and that really is just reward. Probably the least easy chance, in all honesty. But anyway, it's gone in. 54 minutes on the clock. Incidentally, I hadn't seen the Darkest Hour movie with Gary Oldman until this week. Watched it, heard it on the record on the Skybox. Talk about galvanising words. I was really interested. I don't know if you're a student of history, dear listeners, but the famous speech where Churchill takes power and his opening debate where he says, what is our policy? Our policy is to make war in the land, on the land, in the air, on the sea. Was not well received. I'd never really thought about it. You read the words, and for the benefit of hindsight, you know what stirring, fantastic words and contributions to the English language they were. But at the time, the quislings of the House of Commons of the day didn't receive it very well, and made him look like he was the warmonger. Interesting to watch. Great film. A little bit creaky in places, I will say that. Great performance by Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. Without him, the film would be a lot thinner. With him, it's a tour de force. So, well worth watching. If you get a chance to see it, see it. The country's finest hour, but it wasn't always so heroic. And it shows the thought processes, the contacts being made with the establishment figures who would have done a deal with the Mussolini and Hitler. So well worth a watch. Recommend it. Finest hour. Darkest hour. What is it called? Darkest hour. This is now Marlon with Steve Morrison on the right side. Little triangular play. Free kick conceded. 64 minutes. Keeps staring over the shoulder of the MILF addict who's down on my right. He keeps staring at his phone. I can imagine there must be MILF on there. Incessant MILF. He's an addict. He can't stop looking at MILF. Can't quite see what's on his phone really, but that's what I imagine will be on a MILF addict's phone. Will be endless, non-stop, wall-to-wall MILF. Holes are starting to creep back into the game as we tick towards 66, 67 minutes. There's a ball into the box there. Lions just sitting back slightly, worryingly so. Hoofed clear in the event there by Marlon Roman. We just need to be a little bit on our guard. We haven't got such a decisive lead that we can completely start playing the party pieces. We're just looking to slightly take the foot off the gas pedal. We're at our best when we've got the foot floored. 100 miles an hour. A bit of kerfuffle. Jeb Wallace clattered. Uproar from the crowd. Nothing given. And the slag of a referee. Hole with a little bit more possession. We've eased up on them a little bit. Worrying to see. That's going to go for a corner. Hoofed clear by James Meredith. Couldn't quite catch it. It's gone for a right-sided corner. 72 and a half minutes. In it comes from the right side. It's deep towards the forwards. Giving a clear header. Headed home from close by the 22. That was absolutely appalling defending, dear listeners. I'm sorry to say it. It's free header for the four as he ran backwards towards the edge of the six-yard box and then headed in from close. Awful, awful defending. Let's watch it again. Then it comes. Free header. No one, don't even challenge him. Who was that? Should have been there with him. Hutchinson? Awful. Two each. Defending on the level, it's almost painful to watch it, think about it. It's a total switch off there by the Mill Central defence, in my opinion. See what you think when you watch it on the YouTube. Totally deflating moment, 73 minutes. And Hull will feel like they've got every chance of getting another angle ball through the middle there. They've carved us apart this afternoon with balls in and behind the defence for forwards to run onto. They've clearly identified a lack of pace between Cooper and Hutchinson. And in fairness to them, they've exposed it. They went off the ball for a period, but they've come back onto the ball now, and we've allowed them into it. Aidan O'Brien's coming out of the game. Shane Ferguson's coming into the game. Double substitution. Who's this coming into the game? Elliot. Elliot's coming in. Elliot. Morrison's putting a shift out there this afternoon. Elliot's clearly been trusted for the last 12 minutes now, plus any extra time. Enough. Early on in the half, we were all over them. We had them on the ropes, and somehow we've contrived now to look like a team that is going to be grateful for a point. This is Jed. Puts the ball into the box. That floats across everyone. Hutchinson beaten to the punch, and Leonard concedes the throw-in. I suppose you'll want to hear a man on a match from me for the afternoon. I think I'm going to go for Lee Gregory. Jed Wallace has done well for me this afternoon. I can't name anyone beyond that. Midfield, Leonard's been average. Tarnicka's been average. The work rate of Lee Gregory for me wins out today. Steve Morris did well on the shift. This is Hull on the attack. Before Paul was allowed to run to the 29, the man shoots from high over, and Jordan Arch is right to scream blue murder at that defence. The ball was running across the D, and a number of players just looked at it as it ran through to the white-shirted forward, who managed to make a screw-up of it. So something has to be sorted out in the defence. I don't know what to say. It's been very, very fragile, but not in a Ming Vars kind of way. Fragile in a Macron, two washes and all the logos come off your kid's shirt kind of way. There it is, two each. That's a very disappointing result. Losing points from winning positions is the mark of a relegation side. I'm sorry to say that. Millwall 2, Hull City 2. The den empties with a collective lull. More news after the break. Good afternoon, one and all. It's not a Sunday morning nightmare, it's actually about 1:30 in the afternoon. I've struggled to do this show this week, dear listeners, and maybe you can help me work out whatever trauma is causing me to struggle. I usually get these notes done on the Sunday morning, and I just haven't been able to raise the enthusiasm. Is that a metaphor for our season? Dear listener, for you, I found yesterday's game.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In a season that's been frustrating, I found yesterday's game more frustrating than most, and I'm not quite sure why, because it's the same old story. It made me laugh, incidentally. There was a, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, there was a pre-match apology from the club to apologise that Neil Harris's programme notes had been used previously. Apparently they were from a previous match day programme, and I never made the obvious joke. Did you make the obvious joke? Some did. That it doesn't seem to make any difference from which match they're from, because it is the same old, same story. And what is that story? It's a mixed bag, dear listeners. And I don't know why I'm struggling to get kick-started into the season. We're coming towards the halfway point. We're clearly in a relegation struggle. And yesterday's game, in fits and starts, produced the good, the bad, and the ugly from Millwall, same as it has in most of the games, really, that we've seen this season. Poor start, obviously, to give away a goal on 5 minutes. I can't really, I mean, in real time, I didn't question the defensive work there. I believe Harry's tweet said it was Tunnicliffe at fault. Neil Harris has said that the player at fault, who he didn't name, but I believe it probably is Tunnicliffe, has put his hand up. The whole move found a wide player in space, acres of space, actually, inside our penalty area. And he slammed home with aplomb, with authority. So with 1-0 down inside 5 minutes, in what was a six-point struggle, because there we are, were, yesterday. We've moved out of the bottom three now, but we're in the bottom three going into the game. The point has moved us above the relegation spot by a fraction. So we're now fourth from bottom. But, there, you know, let's get real. This is a relegation struggle season. And this was a big game. This was a team that we want to take 3 points from. And by Patsy defending, we've got a goal behind inside the first 5 minutes, giving ourselves a mountain to climb. It's not like the first relegation season I will ever have seen in my Mill career. I go back to 72. I don't know how far you go back, dear listener. Maybe more. You know, we've seen this before. We've had many a tough season over the course of time. But this one's hurting me. I think maybe it's on the back end of the madcap run last season when it was Millwall personified. This season is just, I'm just struggling with it. It just seems to be a stupid mixed bag of good play, because we, make no mistake, yesterday in patches, when we got the ball, moved it forwards, passed the ball, we looked good. The equalising goal was a lovely move. A real top quality back heel. I believe it was Aidan O'Brien. I've only seen the goals once today. Little back heel to find James Meredith coming down the left, who crossed well, beat the goalkeeper, who was floundering to get the ball, missed it completely. And there's Lee Gregory, nearly called him Neil Harris, Neil Gregory, at the far post to head in from close range. 1-1. Beautiful move. Millwall at its best. And then the rest of the half passed in a kind of a blaze of beige, wishy-wash. Neil Harris, in the post-match comments, seems to be under the delusion that we dominated in the first half. I didn't think we dominated much at all. We certainly did dominate after, I imagine, a rocket at half-time coming out in the second half. We took the game to them, and we looked really good. We looked really good, dear listener. If you were not there yesterday, make no mistake, that opening quarter of the second half We took the game to him. We had chance upon chance upon chance. Ball fizzing backwards and forwards across the whole City penalty area. And we didn't take those chances. In the end, Aidan O'Brien, the Lazarus, who apparently was out for some time. But what a well-taken goal by Aidan O'Brien, Lazarus, off the, you know, off the deathbed. Lovely move, with linking with Steve Morrison, who is starting to show his age, but he's still got enough to pull us out of trouble at times. Found Aidan on the inside, and a beautiful shot from the D into the bottom right-hand corner for 2-1. And we'd established ourselves a winning position. And then what do we do? What do we do? We sit back, we invite Hull onto us, we stop the 100 miles an hour all-out attack style that has served us well whenever we've played it this season. Whenever we've got the ball forwards and got it pinging around the opposition penalty area, we bring the crowd into the game, especially at the Den, away from home too, of course, but at the Den more than anywhere, that is our weapon. We get the crowd into it, and lo and behold, you know, we created a lot of chances, got one, and we've got ourselves ahead. 2-1, if we'd have closed out the game, or maybe pressed on and got another one, 3 points in the bag, 3 valuable points in the bag. And instead, we sit back, and I don't get why we're doing this. I mean, the post-match comments from Neil, I'm just going to get them on my iPad, because they frustrate me, refer to stuff like, mentally, the Mill team, they've got to be better. When you're defending, my man doesn't touch the ball, my man doesn't score. That's all it is. I learned that at a very young age. Yeah, I don't want to be criticising Neil Harris. Neil Harris is an iconic figure at the club that I love. Neil Harris is Millwall in many respects. He understands the club. I'm also not for releasing him or letting him go. Don't get me wrong on this, but equally, he's not immune from criticism. And when his team switches off at 2-1, the midpoint of the second half, the team switch off and invite Hull City onto us. And make no mistake, Hull weren't brilliant, but they had a dangerous player. I believe it was the 14. I mentioned him in the live piece earlier on. I thought that whenever they moved the ball down our wings, they'd identified that as a weak area. And lo, it was a weak area, because they got the ball forward well there and looked dangerous. So we sit back rather than playing the game that has put us in the winning position. We're then trying to play the game that put us behind in the first half and has made us struggle whenever we've tried to sit on a lead this season. Why do we do that? It's beyond me. It is beyond me. The issue, more than any other, though, comes down to the second goal, which was shocking defending, dear listener. And I think I called that in real time. I've seen it on the Sky clips on social media. I've only seen it once, but it don't get any better, believe me. What has become of the central defence? I don't know. Jake Cooper, is he in burning out? Sean Hutchinson, has he had a nervous breakdown? I know he's recovered from injury, but these were basic errors. 2 free headers inside our own 6-yard box, and lo and behold, what, 2-2, and the 3 points becomes 1 point, with Hull now thinking about nicking all three. As it was, that never worked out, thankfully. But why do we put ourselves in that position, and why, oh why, oh why, as Let's Life used to say, is our defence so fragile, dear listeners? It is shocking. I mean, in the first half yesterday, I felt Hull could work the ball down the wings at will. And in the second half, we're giving them 3 headers inside our own penalty area. There's no excuse for that. I don't know why Byron Webster is not involved in the squad. What lies behind that? Maybe you know more than me. I don't class myself as being in the know, but there's, you know, whatever lies behind that reason is a flawed reason, because at the moment we have defensive issues, and that's what's costing us big time. It comes down to, of course, the Neil Harris question. I've got a post here from Millwally on the House of Fun, who says, so much nonsense is talked about Harris. He might not be a brilliant manager, but he is managing pretty well with what he's got. Thin squad, I think, is Millwall's point, and I do agree there. Go back to late last season when we were almost in the top six. What made a difference? Millwall, he says it's the absence, or the presence then, the absence now of George Saville. We sold Saville, as we had to, and a vital part of our midfield went with him. And Morrison, our key man up front, has got a year older and just that vital a little bit slower. I agree there. Ryan Leonard seems an okay player to me. He doesn't float my boat. Does he float your boat, dear listeners? Does he turn you on? George Saville was more of an all-round player. I know we probably couldn't retain him. And the £8 million has been very nice. Thank you very much. But we have sold a major part of what made us have that madhouse run last season. Millwall, he goes on and makes a very relevant point that we just don't have the cash to compete in a division where money has become such a major influence. I think that's right. But that's not going to change. And we've got to get used to that. We've got to marshal our resources and use the situations that we get with much more nous. Now, money aside, we got ourselves into a winning position, dear listeners, yesterday, and we've let it go. I don't know if they used my little Sky clip. I do occasionally a little Sky TV phone thing, which I send to them. And each week they pose you a question when you do these little 20-second clips. And the question yesterday was, do you think that Millwall have enough to survive a relegation season? And I have to be honest, what do you think? I don't think we have enough. I think our strike force is willing. Lee Gregory, my man of the match yesterday, gave 100% and gives 100% every game. Aidan O'Brien took a chance well yesterday, and a beautiful assist, as they say in American sports, to create the equaliser, and then took the second chance very, very well. But we created a number of chances where we should have been out of sight. That should have been 3 points bagged. And there have been other games like it. Now, whether that means that Neil Harris is the right man or the wrong man is a question I suppose I'm shying away from, if I'm going to be honest. I'm shying away from it because I want him to be a success and I want him to succeed. And success at Millwall is using the thin squad that we have. And maybe we can strengthen in January to try to achieve survival this season, because I think that's as it's going to get for us, dear listeners. Charles Efford says, if we go down, Neil Harris deserves the sack for going defensive and throwing away points yet again. That must be a dozen wasted points this season, says Charles. Hard to argue with you, Charles. I don't like the opinion. I can't argue with it. There's a double deal. Andrew MFC says that certainly wasn't a bad performance and we should have been out of sight in the second half. But all that is meaningless when you can't defend. The equaliser was absolutely scandalous. Two completely free headers in our box. Schoolboy stuff, says Andrew MFC. Agree with you 100%, Andrew, on that front. Darren TX11, not sure what he watched. He thought he was watching the Guy's Hospital Outpatients 11. good point. Neil Harris quoted, said, for the second half, for 20 minutes, we were excellent, but Hull had no pressure. Didn't make chances. We're conceding goals that are avoidable. Mentality, focus, not letting your man score. That sounds like a kind of a motivational poster. Maybe I'll make that and sell it for charity. Mentality, focus, don't let your man score. Maybe not. Lions Bite wants to pay tribute to an inspirational performance by Jed Wallace. I agree. On a day where we look pretty conventional, Jed will always bring you that little bit of extra something. I like Jed, and I liked how he worked with the other players. And I like what I saw with Aidan, the little back heel. Like it, Aidan. More of that. Jed, sometimes he overdoes the trickery, but Jesus, he's a shaft of sunlight on a dull day. So, yeah, agree with you there, Lions Bite. Jed Wallace, inspirational performance. And finally, on a dreary show, dreary day, I know I've probably not cheered you up, and I don't like to not cheer you up. Bermondsey Boy always cheers me up on the Twitter. He says, you hear all sorts of things at the Den today. Two blokes behind Bermondsey Boy today, yesterday, are chatting about one of their wives taking hormone replacement therapy. We truly are modern men at Millwall, says Bermondsey Boy. And I can't think of a better way to finish off what is otherwise a rather flat and frustrating show. I apologise to you, dear listeners. Going to weigh up whether I want to go up to Preston next week. Might be a show next week. There'll certainly be the Love Sport radio show on Friday night. I'll be there for that. May or may not do Preston. May or may not do a show next week. May or may not do Stoke. A lot of may or may nots in there. That's a story of the season. May or may not. Thank you for listening, dear listeners. Really appreciate your time. And if you'd get a chance, go on the Apple and give us a review. 5 stars, please. Nice review, though. That always helps the show. Many thanks for listening. Arrivederci, Millwall.
You've been listening to Octoon Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. That's the Millwall news this week, and we are out of here.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.